Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, the two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, and let's not forget about the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. And joining us tonight, as he does six nights a week, we have the professor of politics from California IA. That would be none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And there they are.
There they are.
And they were waiting. And they got their tumblers.
Very nice.
All righty. And I'm going to let them go back to sleep. Okay, go enjoy the rest of your booze. Listen to that. They're carrying on there.
Yeah.
That one loud guy up front, he works in the daytime over here around the corner, so he's always got to make a bunch of noise. But listen, we are got to see the pledge and get rolling. There's some tremendous news tonight that's not good either coming out of Afghanistan that we got to get to. So let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And boy, could they use some of that right now around the world. Kyle, just before we came on the air here, about maybe 2 or 3 hours ago, the breaking news came out of Afghanistan that two more cities had fallen to the Taliban. One of them is the second largest city in Afghanistan, Kandahar, where we had a big base that we gave up and left a lot of our equipment behind about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And that is huge news. There are pictures that are surfacing of the Taliban driving around in our Humvees and some of our military vehicles with their people loaded in them, and they are in Kandahar. There's no doubt about that. Plus, they're also setting up checkpoints to stop vehicles and this, that, and the other. It's turned into, for the lack of better words, the Wild West in Kandahar right now, and they've got their eyes set on Kabul, which is the capital of the country, which is where our embassy is. And we're sending 3,000 of our troops, two battalions of Marines, and one battalion of hardcore combat army troops are going to go in there to get our people out. And we've got more people there than what we were telling people or what they were telling us about, because there's 2,000 or 3,000 people they got to get out of there yet.
That's exactly right, Captain. And we understand that tonight there's a lot of
communication lines that are down across much of Afghanistan, but the Taliban also, so it's hard to get confirmation on a lot of different things, but the Taliban also are now saying that they've captured the city of Herat. That's the third largest city, so they've got Kandahar, which is the second largest city, and now they've got Herat, which is the third largest city, and of course, they've got their sights set on Kabul. Now, in an interesting cross-reference to this is that China is now saying it's prepared to recognize the Taliban as the legitimate ruler of Afghanistan if it topples Kabul.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they've also said that they're willing to assist them with aid.
Yes. Yes, exactly right. So events are moving very, very quickly, and those 3,000 troops, obviously this is a major, major event. And yes, at the Pentagon earlier on Thursday, the major question was this going to be a combat mission? They tried to really downplay that, but it's hard to see how it might not turn into something.
Well, they are going to go with the orders that they may defend themselves. If they're fired upon, they're going to fire back. But we also did something in the last couple of days that we reported on here. I have not heard anyone else report on it. They sent some B-52s over into the theater. They also sent some stealth bombers over into the theater, which means that they're going to be used to try to keep the pathways open so that they can get the people moving back and forth and get the aircraft in and out that they need to get in there. They're sending one unit to the Kabul airport. They're sending another one to another airport in another regional city to keep it open so that they can get the contractors that are in that area to the airport and get them out of country, because this is the other thing that we talked about, and I told you that they were there. I just told you that I didn't know how many were still left behind, because pretty much a week ago, the Biden administration said, well, they can just, those people are left behind, they can just get on a commercial aircraft and fly out. Well, what nobody told them was that there was nobody flying around there except for the Iranian Airlines.
Right, exactly. And, of course, as all this goes on, Captain, there's a strategic element to this, obviously, but on the ground, what's happening especially to women and children is absolutely a heinous war crime. Basically.
This we know that they're taking any troops that they're catching, any Afghan troops. We know that they're executing them on the spot. We know that. And we found out yesterday that there was one god-awful video that had surfaced of women being, that westernized women that weren't wearing the burqas and their children and whatnot, that were herded up onto a main square of this small city they were in, and every one of them was shot dead right on the spot. That's what they do. That's what the Taliban does. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more, and I'll have a special announcement for you when we come back about a special event, something that I'll be doing that you can all come to if you'd like to, and I'll tell you all about that when we come back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I am going to take it away. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that run Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I take every day, twice a day, 7 days a week, because it helps my body reduce the inflammation problem that I have. And it also goes right straight to the source of the pain that I've got to either lower or eliminate the pain altogether, and God knows I got plenty of it. Now, it's 100% drug-free. I choose to take this instead of taking the other stuff that I used to take, which would make me a little bit dizzy and tired when I wasn't supposed to be and all that, because it was narcotics, and I didn't want to take it. Besides that, it's not good for you. You want to be in control of your mind at all times. And with this product, Relief Factor, which is 100% drug-free, it allows you to do what you need to do. Now, it's also a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that are good for your body, that your body needs to have also. And it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, supports healthy joints and muscles, and speeds up the healing process. So, if you want to try the product, they have a three-week quick start that costs $19.95, a three-week quick start that costs $19.95, and you can get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take a look at what they have to offer. They've got more stuff than Relief Factor, too. You might see something else that you might want to try, but the $19.95 three-week quick start on Relief Factor will get it all going. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, I'm going to bring Kyle into this. Kyle, I got a special announcement to make here. You ready?
I'm sure am.
I was going to roll the drums, but I can't find any drums to roll. So I'll just do it this way. Folks, I have been asked, and I'm honored to accept, the opportunity to be involved in a major event here in Tampa, Florida, involving our great governor, Ron DeSantis, and someone who could be the governor-elect in California, Larry Elder, and our Mike Gallagher from the Salem Radio Network, and the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network, Alfredo Ortiz, and my good friend and financial consultant, Fox News contributor Rebecca Walser, along with my pal Bill Bunkley, who will be the master of ceremonies for the event. It's going to be called the Job Creators Network Bring Small Businesses Back Tour here in Tampa. Now, this is going to go on the 23rd of September at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay, which is just minutes to the west of the Tampa Bay Airport off the runway there. And if you want to be involved in it, you can. You can go to the website, theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. Get your tickets over there. We're going to have a reception at 5:30 to 6:30. The main event will start at 7 p.m. and go to 9 p.m. And I can't wait to be able to meet some of our great listeners and friends and whatnot. And this is going to be the political event of the year with Governor Ron DeSantis and could be governor-elect of your state, Kyle, California, Larry Elder, in the same building at the same time.
Well, that just sounds like just a really a monster of a great time.
It's going to be. It's going to be a fantastic event. And these guys, when they get going, it's going to be really, really interesting because I'm a small business owner myself. I have been for, I don't know, going on, I guess, about 50 years now. And various things that I've done besides the trucking company, which what I'm doing right now, this is a small business I operate right here, the radio show.
Well, exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got some real powerhouses there, including the captain, obviously.
Well, I'm just,
this should be
I'm
a great time.
I'm just a little spoke in a big wheel, but I'm going to have fun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let's go back to where we were. Now, 3,000 troops, we know, are headed to Afghanistan. It's going to be two Marine battalions and one Army combat unit are going to be going, 3,000 of them with all the support staff. There's going to be air support there with them, too. This is one of the problems that the Air Force has literally been running away from the action in Afghanistan because of the bounty that's been put on them, the threat, and the pilots are scared to death, so they've been bamboozling out of the country as fast as they can get out.
Well, exactly right, exactly right. And this entire operation now just seems to be in a very, very bad situation.
Well, I have never seen anything botched as badly as I've seen since Joe Biden came in here. I thought, you know, it was bad with some of the things we were seeing with the economy, with what he's done with the oil and this, that, and the other. But this is horrible. This is costing literally thousands of people their lives because of his personal, well, we're going to leave, and well, they've got 300,000 troops, and well, they've got this. He forgot all about one little thing, Kyle.
What's that?
They lost their will to fight because Big Brother left.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, Captain, there are, I think, maybe one of the closest historical parallels to this might be, say, for example, the fall of Saigon. But it's not exactly the same, though, is it? It's a very, very, still a very different situation.
They were not going around in the streets killing people in the fall of Saigon. Now, did they arrest people and try them later for treason or this, that, and the other? Sure. But it was nothing like the bloodbath that we're seeing right now going on in Afghanistan, because that's what the Taliban does.
Well, right, and that's what they've done for so very long.
And they're just like ISIS. You want to compare them to somebody? Okay, here we go. Compare them to ISIS. They are of the same ilk. They do the same thing. They have no respect for women. It's my way or the highway, and if you argue or disagree with them, they'll kill you on the spot.
Well, exactly right. And that's why, having the base there, if it was to be that we would have continued to have a base there, that would have at least given some of these forces a fighting chance.
Well, it's true, because it would have given them air cover, and without air cover, they're sitting ducks. But anyway, here's one for you. Federal tax income, okay, set a record through the end of July, a record for money taken in by the federal government. That's number one. Number two, federal spending was up 47.7% from the pre-pandemic high, which also was a record.
Yes, that's very true. That's very true. But yet, it's evidently not enough for the Biden people. They want to continue to raise taxes and create all kinds of...
Well, they also have the budget, the debt ceiling that they want to jack up out of sight. And Republicans have told them, nope, no deal. You won't get any of us to vote for it.
No, exactly. Exactly. But again, you have to wonder, you know, where is all this going? Why is the Biden administration or
I guess it's going for the home movies for the other Biden.
Well, right. Hunter Biden's laptop movie.
Hunter Biden. I guess this money's going for Hunter Biden's little X-rated videos.
Those were pretty terrible, I got to tell you that. To have that...
The guy is showing the whole world that he has no morals.
Right.
Okay? That he's a drug addict, because this all involves drugs, the prostitutes and all that stuff. I mean, give me a break.
Well, exactly. And again, if this was tied to, I just want to say, any other politician at this point, I think it would be a devastating bombshell. But because of it's Biden, and because of the situation that he found himself in with the relationship to the media, you know, it's not going to get legs in the media, as it were.
Okay, well, in Biden's world, taxpayers are footing the bill for other people's diapers, food, rent, school supplies, sports equipment, dance classes, and more, aren't they?
Well, exactly. You know, and this goes to, again, it's a philosophy. And Biden mentioned this, again, in relation to when Cuba, we saw the protesting in the streets. Biden's idea of democracy and so forth is to, quote-unquote, meet the people's needs. And that's what he's pushing here, as opposed to creating opportunity where people basically can meet their own needs. And if you make people dependent on government, now you're going in a different direction than what traditionally America is all about.
Can you answer a question for me?
Sure.
Why is the media continuing to ignore the Antifa assault on Christians, where they're beating Christians up all around the country? Antifa, why are they doing that? Why are they ignoring it?
Well, I think it's anybody's guess is as good, but I think it's because of the general thrust that we've seen in the media in the last several years, and unfortunately, they're caught between a rock and a hard place, because they're kind of all about what Antifa's talking about.
Yeah, and Antifa, remember, is predominantly white, and it kind of reminds me of the old KKK on steroids. But anyway,
yeah,
hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break. Don't go nowhere. We're coming right back with Moa.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is continuing to urge people to get vaccinated to fight the Delta variant of the coronavirus. He spoke out against politicians who are standing in the way of rules that say children should wear masks at school.
Trying to turn a public safety measure, that is children wearing masks in school so they can be safe, into a political dispute. and that this isn't about politics. This is about keeping our children safe.
The CDC says the daily average of new cases increased another 24% to 113,000 new cases a day. The U.S. Embassy is urging Americans to leave Afghanistan as soon as possible. 3,000 U.S. troops are heading back to Afghanistan to help Americans and allies get out of the city of Kabul. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I will. And this portion of the program, I'll brought to you by MyPillow, and that would be Mike Lindell. Now, Mike Lindell just finished up his three-day symposium, and he made news talking about the fact that all 3 days he was constantly being attacked by people trying to hack him, get into his website, and take him off the air. Now, Kyle and I talked about that. I'm going to bring Kyle in here in just a second. But Kyle and I talked about that off the air. Now, these weren't your average run-of-the-mill hackers. These would have been government hackers trying to get him off the air because they didn't want him telling what it was that he had to say, revealing more information about his investigation of the election and things that he found out using private investigators and the means that he had, all public, I might add. And, of course, they didn't want that out there. But I want to tell you that Mike Lindell and MyPillow right now have got a fantastic sale going on the Giza sheets they've got. Now, these sheets are 50% off right now. And all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And click on the product section that's there. They've got a little section that says Radio Listener Specials, and it's in there. And you'll see the 50% off on the Giza sheets. Try them. I've got a pair coming now. I did order the set. I decided to do that during the program because of the fact that I knew that he was given some tremendous deals. Well, this is a deal that's still going on. So MyPillow.com, the Giza sheets, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Always use your promo code CAPTAIN. That will get you in the doorway. That'll save you a bunch of money. Now, if you want to call them, You can give them a call at 800-641-5459 and talk to them on the phone, and they'll answer any questions you have, and you can order your product right there. There you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So what we were talking about off the air, we kind of came to a drawn-out conclusion, didn't we?
Well, yes. I mean, I'm wondering if these are somebody, just a lone wolf kind of thing happening Mike Lindell, or is it going to be much more concerted?
No, I believe this is a government entity going after him. Either that or it's somebody in the Democratic Party that's hired people to do this. They do that. You know, we know that. And I believe that that's what's going on right now.
Well, you know, Captain, historically...
With him. They don't want him to be... They want to censure him.
Well, sure. And historically, when you try to censure things, it actually sometimes makes it get even more exposed.
Backfires.
Yes, exactly. Because, we should be able to live in a society where anybody can make their case for something. That, at least that's the way that when we grew up, that's what we were taught. You know, we all were on that same bandwagon.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you've got people who are going to make sure that you never hear something that they just don't want you to hear.
Now, the big thing, of course, folks, is what's going on in Afghanistan. There will be updates on that during the course of the evening. I'm waiting for one right now from the Pentagon or CENTCOM, whichever one puts it out next. I'm watching the wire here because I expect something any minute as to perhaps who the units are that are going over there, which might be of interest. That would tell me a little bit more about what they're up to. Now, also, I want to mention that in Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar's office is claiming that a pro-Israel lobby is putting her life at risk. What's this all about?
She's saying that, it's putting her life at risk. They're putting up advertisements that allegedly smear and vilify her, they say.
Well, she is a villain.
Well, but again, it's the idea that, if you disagree with somebody's politics, and let's be honest, Ilhan Omar's politics are pretty radical and outside of the mainstream.
Her and Tlaib.
And Tlaib, yeah, they're the one issue, representatives. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, they didn't get elected to Congress to go do Congress things. I mean, this is a platform, and I think for them it's just purely a platform. And so, of course, Ilhan Omar's going to come out and say, well, this is happening, and this is what this really is about. They're trying to do this to me. Because, again, I don't think she wants her policies scrutinized.
Yeah. Now, I want you to think about something I'm going to say here for a second, because this has to do with Jen Psaki and Joe Biden. A reporter yesterday at the press conference that she had asked her, Jen Psaki, if Joe Biden had created a vaccine hesitancy by saying that he didn't trust Donald Trump's vaccine. Now, the other person that did that was none other than Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris in the vice presidential debate. Are you going to take the vaccine? Well, it comes from Trump, but only if Dr. Fauci tells me I should. Captain, at a time when something should have transcended the deep divisions and mud fight that the 2020 election was, this was one of those things. And I think to this day, yes, Abate, and I'm so glad this reporter asked Jen Psaki about it. It's about time. Because the whole idea that, this was developed under Trump, even Governor Cuomo at the time said, we're going to have our own people check it out. We don't know what's going on with this thing, and so on and so forth. Yes, they did. That was the genesis of that.
And unfortunately, I think that this is probably the case.
Yes, exactly. And of course, sometimes you want to ask Kamala Harris, did you finally feel okay about taking the Trump vaccine? I'm sure that would really, really infuriate her if you asked her that. But it shouldn't be, quote unquote, the Trump vaccine. Although, I'll say this too, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, we wouldn't have Operation Warp Speed.
No.
We wouldn't have a vaccine. We'd still be in complete lockdown, and the Democrat Party elite would be having a field day with
it. And now we're hearing about some of the most susceptible of the people. People with the weak immune systems and the elderly, certain classes of the elderly and whatnot, they're talking about a booster vaccine.
That's exactly right. With people with immunocompromised issues or low immuno systems, Yes, and this is here in America, but in other places overseas, like, for example, in Israel, they are looking very seriously. They've already been talking and may have even done some third doses for people over 60, but they're looking at it for people over 45 now as a booster. And so this goes into the whole thing of whether or not people who have been vaccinated are still beginning to contract COVID or especially this Delta variant. And so it could be not too long before we hear about getting booster shots, or a third dose at least, as a matter of course.
Yeah, and now I want to mention something before we go to the Trucker's Highway Bible Report. We've got this tropical depression named Fred, which is going to become a tropical storm again, and it's going to ramp itself up. Now, it's out in the open waters skirting the coastline, coming this side, the north side of Cuba. So it's not going over the mountains. It's going to come down the Straits of Florida. It will affect the Bahamas this morning. It will start to affect the Keys a little bit later in the day. It's slowing down in speed, which usually means it's starting to strengthen again.
Yes, exactly right.
And that being said, because of the forecast we've got, which we will mention during the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, all interests in Florida, and I mean all interests in Florida, from the Keys all the way up to the Panhandle and all the way up into Georgia up I-75, you need to be paying attention to this storm because this is going to be a big-time rainmaker. There's going to be a lot of flooding associated with this. There could be some gusts of wind approaching 60 miles an hour or maybe a little bit more than that. We don't know, but it looks like as if for over the weekend it's going to be an exciting ride going up and down I-75.
Yes, exactly, because it could start making landfall on Friday through the Keys.
Well, it's going to bounce over the Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to make landfall per se, but it's going to bounce over the Keys and keep right on trucking and make that turn and go up the west coast of Florida. And they think this time, the way the path looks, they think this time it's going to be a little closer to shore, which means the people along the shoreline from Naples all the way up to Big Bend had better be paying attention because they're probably going to get hit.
Yes,
and
exactly
that includes the area I'm sitting at.
Yeah, the National Weather Service talks about 3 to 5 inches of rain.
Or more.
Or up to 8 inches through Monday. So that's a lot of
and
water.
And many of these areas, because of the rains we've been getting, are saturated, and that's not going to be good, but it is what it is. And again, we'll get into all that when we do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, which is coming up here in just a few minutes. Now, Kyle, we do have plenty to talk about here tonight, and we haven't even gotten into the gist of what's going on with the finances and the bills that were passed this week and the taxes and everything else that's going on. But, folks, you hang on. Kyle, you hang on. And we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report and some really good classic music coming up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna. Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and we appreciate them very much doing that for us in this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, the nation's largest truck stop chain. They're all over the place. And I'll tell you what, you go into a Pilot, you're going to see some great things there. You go into a Flying J, you're going to see some great things there. But one thing is constant. Tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch. And guess what? You will get yourself the opportunity to get a free hot cup of coffee and join the Drivers Club. You drivers out there, join the Drivers Club while you're there. Go right to the kiosk and do it. It's free because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the stuff you buy in the trucker store. And you can use it later and save a bunch of money. All righty. Here we go, an oldie but goodie. I can't wait to play this. I haven't heard this song in a long time, and here we go.
If everybody had a nose across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California.
You'll catch a surfing at Delaware, outside, you're at the county line, outside, you're at the county line.
my goodness, Kyle, that brings back some memories, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Well, that's 1963, the Beach Boys, Surfing USA.
And that's the whole crew there, the original crew, Brian Wilson and company, all his brothers. And that's Mike Love, the singer. He was a cousin, I think, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Oh, exactly. And you had Al Jardine in there, and that sound just defined the idea of going out to California and seeing the sun and getting in the surf. That was really something back then.
Well, that was part of the 60s. And by the way, I had a band when we started. I had a rock and roll band, and we wore those kind of shirts that the Beach Boys were wearing. The name of the group was Long John and the Silverman, and the reason that we called it Long John was because we had this guy that was 6'5", John was his name, and he would sing, believe it or not, he would sing the high parts, you know, when we do a song like that.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be the one doing the high parts, and he'd be going, I thought he'd be the one with the deep voice. All right, well, let me read this and get you going. A widespread and expansive heat wave continues to affect much of the U.S. from the northwest to parts of the Mississippi and Ohio valleys into the northeast and middle Atlantic, with excessive heat warnings and heat advisories in effect. Meanwhile, severe storms are possible today from the northeast into the central plains. And finally, heavy rain from Fred is going to start to make an impact on South Florida on Friday. It may already be doing such down in the southern part of the Keys, but the southern Florida today and tonight is going to get really, really wet and nasty. And they've got severe thunderstorm warnings. They'll probably put up some tornado watches here in a while. But all the way up the west coast of Florida, this thing is going to gradually make its way up there. So stay on your toes. And anybody on I-75 today, I'm telling you, be careful. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thanks, Captain. Of course, tonight we're looking at some excessive heat watches in parts of Southern California, especially if you're traveling along 395 up near Ridgecrest, going down through the Edwards Air Base area, down through Victorville, coming up Interstate 15, heading towards Barstow, and a little bit east and south over to Yucca Valley. So be careful of that. Of course, it may be heating up over the next few days. We've got areas of high pressure, but flash flood watches now covering most of the southern part of Arizona, Phoenix and Tucson, I-8, I-10, of course, Las Cruces, New Mexico, traveling up towards Albuquerque and Santa Fe, also Roswell, Tucumcari, Clovis. These are all being encompassed by these flash flood watches because, again, of that monsoonal moisture that's there. Air quality alert for our friends in Denver. Air quality alert for Casper. We have friends there, too, and in Cody as well. We've got, of course, more of that wildfire smoke. But it's dropping off mostly out of Montana, so that's good for Montanans. They've had a lot of that air quality issue over the last several days. We've also, of course, got excessive heat warnings for most, if not all, of Washington State, which is coupled with fire weather warnings and the like, just because, again, of this extremely hot weather that's been going on there. This dips down, of course, even into places like Boise, Idaho as well. And wrapping it all up here, it looks like Las Vegas also has a flash flood warning going on right now. So you may run into some storms there if you're traveling in that area.
Okay, well, all the heat warnings are going to start in, let's see here, we'll start with Kansas, the eastern third of Kansas, to include Kansas City all the way on down to Oklahoma, down into Joplin, Missouri, let's see, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and then straight down the east border of Oklahoma with Arkansas, all of Arkansas, east of Dallas, Texarkana, on down towards, on down about 100 miles south of there, over across the northern part of Louisiana, northern part of Mississippi, the western half of Tennessee, the western half of Kentucky, the southern half of Illinois, most of Indiana, most of Ohio, and then we got an interesting thing going on here in Pennsylvania tonight. We got a combination of rain, thunderstorms, flash flood watches and warnings going across a lot of Pennsylvania and a lot of southern New York right now. There is also rain back in the central part of Illinois, going back towards Iowa, rather. And we've also got the high heat warnings down into Virginia, down into North Carolina, Raleigh, over towards the ocean. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road, okay? And I'm going to read you this. This is Fred. From Friday into Monday, heavy rainfall could lead to urban, small stream, and exacerbated river flooding across southern and central Florida and into Big Bend, Florida. By early next week, heavy rain and flood impacts could extend into other portions of the southeast and into the southern and central Appalachians and the Piedmont. Now, tropical storm conditions are possible beginning today, right now, Friday, and Saturday, in the Florida Keys and portions of southern Florida, where a tropical storm watch is currently in effect. That's going to be upgraded, I'm sure. And then the risk of a tropical storm and its conditions will spread northward along portions of the Florida West Coast into the Florida Panhandle Saturday night through Monday as the storm goes up somewhere in the Panhandle and makes shore. But here's the deal. As this storm starts to move and it stays out in the warmer waters of the Gulf and the Straits of Florida, it will no longer be a minimal tropical storm. It will get up there to 60-mile-an-hour winds with higher gusts, that's what they're telling us, depending on how far away the storm is out in the Gulf. We're either going to get brushed or we're going to get blasted. It all depends. So you've got to pay attention to the weather, and it's going to be ever-changing weather conditions during the weekend. And we've all been there before, right, Kyle?
Exactly, yes.
And all I can tell you is that you've got to keep your eyes on the skies. And you guys that are coming down here from up north, remember, it's not the way you think it is. It's not snow. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we're coming back with more right after the top of the hour news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
That's right. And we'll be back. We're going to check what's going on in Afghanistan, CENTCOM, DOD. I'm going to see if I can find out who these units are that are going over there. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.